The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's one of those quirks of history that make Great Britain so quaint.
The British policeman does not carry a gun. A truncheon is his only weapon of defense.
But that is changing. More after this. The idea of unarmed cops is just plain weird to most of us here in the U.S., and yet that's the way it's been in Great Britain for close to 200 years. Sir Robert Peel founded the modern British police force in 1829. He's the reason they're called bobbies. And he purposely decided not to arm patrol officers because he wanted them to be seen not as soldiers working for the state, but as protectors of the people. Today, however, about 10% of the force carries guns, most in special firearms units, and they're showing up everywhere.
At the changing of the guard ceremony at Buckingham Palace these days, the Queen's guards need guarding by police officers who are dressed to kill.
And with the rise of terrorism and the murder of two female police officers in 2012, the British government is looking to increase the armed force, which doesn't sit well with many officers.
I think the danger is very clear. If we carry guns, then those out there will carry guns and be more likely to use them.
Ken Marsh is chairman of the Metropolitan Police Federation. He spoke with CBS's Mark Phillips.
Is there a part of you that's sad to have to do this?
There is, because when I joined the police, I never thought all those years ago I'd be having this sort of conversation. But as you quite rightly said, times have changed, society's changing, the world is changing, and we've got to act upon that.
So he will survey his members to see what they think. But the last time they were surveyed, in 2006, even though half of British police officers felt that their lives have been placed in jeopardy on the job, 82% still said they'd rather go gunless. If only the crooks felt the same way. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.